Let us pray. Lord God, in these few brief moments, we pause to pray for each other and for the world around us. We pray, Lord, for many people and many circumstances. We pray, Lord, for those who spend this holy day in hospital. And we pray particularly within the life of this congregation for Bill, as he shares this day in hospital himself. Pray for your peace to be with him and Jan and their family. Strengthen him day by day as he continues his recovery. And in the midst of it all, maybe he be very conscious of your presence and of your peace. And we indeed pray for others, Lord, within the life of our congregation known to us, whether they be in a place of care or where we have some concern for them. We pray, Lord, for children who will spend this day hungry or in poverty, and for parents who experience the pain of not being able to provide for their family. We pray for those who must work today while we relax. Police and ambulance officers, paramedics, nurses, doctors, chefs, waiters, members of the emergency services, those who maintain public transport, and many others. We pray for those who once believed in Christ and who knew the meaning of Christmas joy, but who have now struggled with that, with the uncertainty and perhaps even some disillusionment. Speak to us and to them again of your peace and presence. We pray, O Lord, for those who have never believed, but who on this day are finding their hearts stirred by your Spirit and challenged to look deeper into the things of faith. For any among our family or friends who are facing personal crisis or trying to deal with tragedy at this Christmas season, not only that we're aware of, but certainly for those across this nation, including in Sydney and other places. Lord, for all of these we pray that even just something of the light and hope and peace of Christmas may be theirs this day and indeed ours. In and through the name of Christ we pray. Amen.